My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's talk some football. Big week. It's the kickoff week for the NFL. Sean Merriman is here, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated Super Bowl conference division and award updates as well. And we're talking about the odds, guys, win totals, etc. on Bet Online. Sean Merriman, man, it's good to have you back on the program.
Lights out.
Yeah, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And let's start with this game on Thursday, man. Everybody's anticipating a great game. It's not a chance to go to the Super Bowl, but, you know, these two teams have become very familiar with each other. Ravens, Chiefs. Chiefs are at home. Tell me what you think about this one, because everybody obviously says, oh, Mahomes at home, but the Ravens, for some reason, shape, or form, like the defense, I feel like the Ravens' defense may not be as good as last year, but I still think it's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think there's a lot of implications in this game. I don't want to hype it up. I am in a fight business now, so don't mind my promoting voice. But I do think there's a lot of implications in this game. For one, for the Ravens now the defense coordinator gone, Patrick Queen, as you said, it may or may not be as good. But I think they made some other key adjustments to kind of step up, make sure things happen. They still got
Sean. Real quick, hold on 1 second, because you're breaking up there. I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance to hear what you're saying. And I don't mind that fight promoter voice, by the way. We like that on this show.
Right on. But we're going to reconnect you, because it was kind of motorboating on us right there.
All right. He's talking about the implications of this game. And, again, week one, you know, you say, does this matter? I will just project this and simply say, guys, last year the Chiefs had to go on the road. They handled their business. But, Mike, the Chiefs would love to be at Arrowhead at the end of the season and not have to worry about a head-to-head matchup that they lost early in the season.
Well, that's why it's such a drag. If you're a Ravens fan, you finally got them at home. You know, you finally got them set up. Just like in Buffalo, you still got them. And you're building. And that was always the knock for the Bills. You know, Bills got screwed in that overtime with the way they had to change the rules about it. But then Todd Monken decides he's going to take the run game out before the Chiefs even do it. He's going to not use one of his best weapons, which to me made no sense.
It didn't. And by the way, he's added Derrick Henry to that mix. So it's simply goal line and red zone. Let's see here. Sean Merriman's back with us. Sean, tell us about the implications. What were you saying?
Yeah, I think we're going to find out a lot about both of these teams. For one, I know the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. I know the greatness of Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. A three-peat is tough, man. I don't care who you are. I played against the Patriots and Tom Brady in their most dominant times, and they couldn't do it. I think that everybody coming out to every single game gunning for them this year to make sure that three-peat doesn't happen. And Ravens, man, I mean, they lost the defensive coordinator. You lost Queen. You lost some key people on that team. So they're going to be as good. Now, I do love, man, them guys being able to get after you up front. Chuck Smith, he brought in as a D-line coach. He was my pass rushing coach during the offseason.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Season. So when I saw them brought him in, I knew that they were going to be much better at getting after you. But the implication in this game is, for one, is Kansas City Chiefs the same team that we seen last year that won the championship? And two, are the Ravens better, or are they just as good as they were last year after losing some key coaches, losing some key players? There's a lot of implications in this game, and hell, these guys could see each other again later on during the season.
Right. We were just saying, man, they just kind of didn't run the football, which made no sense in that AFC Championship last year. Sean Merriman's with us, guys, for Bet Online. This dude had 40 sacks his first 3 years in the NFL. Lights out with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Going to Brazil, that seems like a lot of fun. They said no distractions. There's a lot of hot chicas down there. How do you stay focused? And you think the Eagles take care of business?
I think the Eagles got to show that they're consistent, right? We all know how good they are talent-wise. It's the fact that when things go wrong with the Eagles, it go really wrong. And they seem like they can't get out of the slump. And I don't know if that's because Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, they're not on the same page. I don't know if people start losing confidence and there's a lack of leadership there. But when things go bad for them, it goes really bad, and it goes bad for game after game after game, and it seems like they can't get out of that slump. But we're going to see again. We're going to see because they're playing a good team. And can they go out and be dominant? And is Saquon Barkley that much of an addition to that offense?
You know a little bit about pass rush, as Mike said. Falcons, Steelers. I want to bring this back to the A here for a second because it's a big matchup. We got a new coach in Raheem Morris, obviously new quarterback in Kirk Cousins, but we added Matthew Judon, and everybody was excited about the fact that we needed extra help on the edge, and we got that. And then, of course, they signed Justin Simmons for the back half. Tell us what you think about the moves the Falcons have made and what your expectations are for them heading into this season.
Well, I always thought they were going to be a contender, even outside of Kirk Cousins. In fact, I was reading something the other day. I think it was one of the preseason games, and Kirk Cousins said that he realized that he was in the NFL when he looked across and he saw me there playing against him. So I immediately started saying, like, Kirk, it's about time for you to retire, man. You're getting up there. We were on the field at the same time. So I just think this. Kirk Cousins is going to go out and be much better than they had in the last couple of years. But let me tell you, Michael Penix, man, I've seen some stuff out of him. He looks very confident, very comfortable back there. I think that when it's time for them to pass the torch, they're going to be in good shape. And I was scratching my head just like everybody else of drafts and a quarterback that high with Kirk Cousins.
Right.
But I think it's a perfect way not to rush a young guy on the field, and you can still go out there and get some quality snaps and a chance to win some football games. And man, they're set at wide receiver. They're set in the backfield. They can run the football. They're going to be tough, man. They're going to be a tough team this year, and I think it's going to be one of the biggest sleepers.
We had a tough start to the season. We just can't figure out what's going on in Pittsburgh with that quarterback situation because Russell's going to be the guy, but it just seems like their offense ain't exactly a Swiss watch right now, Sean.
No, but, you got to go Russell Wilson because he's a veteran, and you give him a couple games, I say this, I don't think Russell Wilson makes it past the fourth game without getting benched. And I don't want to say anything bad about his character because he seems like a great guy, great family guy, great teammate. I just think it's time, man. It's time for him to move on to other things. And I just think him playing under the coach there, man, I think he's going to be a little bit tough one. I think he had a problem in Denver with Sean Payton. And he's having a problem with coaching ever since he left Pete Carroll. He couldn't find his footing. So at some point in time, Justin Fields will be playing, I think, by week four, and I think it'll be a better option for him.
And that's our old coach we're talking about, Arthur Smith, calling the shots.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We talk a lot about, the Bears' first-round pick. They were on Hard Knocks. It's been fun to watch. But at the end of the day, what do you make of the Bears, man? Because everybody's going to be watching them and feeling like Caleb Williams is going to make them a playoff team. I think that's a lot to ask in his first season.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I think that the hype train is going to be there because he's so electric. And we haven't seen somebody this talented come out of the draft and on the field in a very long time. And I'm talking about a guy that's just really ready to get on the field and make things happen. They're stacked on offense. I mean, from DJ Moore to Keenan Allen, I mean, at the running back position, they revamped that offensive line. They're stacked for the first time in a long time on the offensive side of the ball. So he has weapons. The problem is that division they're playing in. They're not in the cakewalk division where they're going to have a lot of problems trying to come out of that division on top, and especially you've got those other teams in Detroit and Green Bay. It's going to be tough.
Sean Merriman is with us here, guys, from Bet Online. We're talking about this first week of NFL action. How do teams that have been dealing with holdouts make it work? We know CeeDee Lamb, look, he's a super athlete. I think he knows the playbook. He'll be okay. But what about, like, the 49ers and their issues? Does that have any effect? I mean, as a teammate, I mean, you know you got your teammates back. You want to see them get paid. But how quickly do they get it together out there?
Well, a guy like Trent Williams would be fine. He can hold out during all season. He just jump in and do his thing. I think that the hardest ones are the skill position players that needs timing. You can never replicate football. I don't care how many workouts, how many drills you do during the offseason, you cannot replicate football without playing actual games. So those hamstrings, those groins, those things are going to be sore as hell the first couple of weeks because you're trying to get back into football shape. Now, I'll say this. I think they have enough at the tight end position with Kittle. I think they got enough in Debo, McCaffrey. Well, Brandon Ayuk is not going to have to come in and be the guy right away. As long as you got Brock Purdy there and that defense and some of those guys there, they'll be fine. Now, the problem is going to happen is he going to be ready when the time is called? And that's where the issue is going to come in. And that's what any guy is holding out.
Yeah. Sean, a couple of last things before we let you go. Again, Sean Merriman, I know you're in the fight game. I'm curious to know, because this is your opportunity to punch the Cowboy fans in the mouth. What do you think about the Cowboys? How about them Cowboys?
I think just about like the rest of the country think about them right now. They haven't done nothing this offseason. And look, I love Jerry Jones, and I love what they're doing down there, but you can't have your star quarterback already saying things in training camp about possibly not being there and being ready to move on. You know, you got one of the best defensive players in football that I don't even know if they're in the, you know, Micah Parsons, who's not even in the contract negotiations yet, I don't believe. And I think they just have so many loose ends there. It's hard to compete when the focus is not on the first game. It's on contracts. And they're playing in the division, man. Well, I think the Commanders gotten better. Philly's gotten better. So they're going to have their hands full, man, this year.
You buy Miami? I thought last year, man, everyone got on their defense, but their offense, you know, with all the money they're spending, they just kind of fell apart at the end, and they lost some big pieces on their roster. I mean, we played a soundbite before you came on. Tariq Hill's going, best team I've ever played on. I don't see that.
Well, he got to say it to whoever throws him the ball the most. I mean, you know, Tua is Joe Montana, Dan Marino, and everybody else. That's who he can get the football. He's smart. But I'll say this about Miami. They have to start beating teams over 500.
Right.
They can't, you know, they're going to go out and put 50, 60 points on Denver or 70 points, whatever they put up. They're going to beat all the teams they should beat, but they're never going to get over the hump until they beat quality teams. That was where they're going to the big hurdle going to be for them. I think they were smart by giving Mike McDaniels a new contract. I think he's a technician when it comes to getting the offense fired up. Top Robinson, who's that new pass rusher they got that came down. I think he's going to be the defensive rookie of the year. Hopefully Phillips comes back and Weaver calling those defense. So I think they got something down there, but they got to be quality teams in order to be taken serious.
We appreciate you stopping by, man. Looking forward to the season getting underway. Sean Merriman, nothing but the best of luck, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. And make sure also you download Lights Out Sports TV. It's my new free ad-supported streaming service available on all major platforms on iOS, Android. You guys got Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire. Look for Lights Out Sports here. A ton of free sports on there.
Cool. Good stuff. Sean Merriman here, courtesy of Bet Online as well. Check all that out, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We'll take a quick break. We're coming back. We got some guy talk on the way. We'll get back into the Falcons. It is, have I mentioned, game week. It's also Ra's birthday today. So, Mike, you said it. Big happy birthday to Raheem Morris.
No pressure, Ra. We just need to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and win week one. We're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. Stay right there at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.